Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're going through the Children's Catechism. And today we're going to look at a very, very difficult thing to understand for even grown-ups, that sometimes grown-ups struggle with this concept. And what we're going to look at is God and God the Trinity. So the first question, is there more than one true God? And the answer is no. There's only one true God. And then the next question is, in how many persons does this one God exist? And the answer is, in three persons. The next question is, name these three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, why is this so difficult for us to understand? It's hard for us to understand one in three, and sometimes people try and explain it by using things like water or an egg or, you know, a mother or a daughter, or a father and a son. And it's confusing for us to understand. And it's confusing for us to understand for this one reason that I'll talk about today. And that is, God made us. We didn't make God. God made us. No, we did not make God. So when we make something, we understand how we made it. We understand how it works and functions. And that's why we go back to God by asking Him what He commands us to do in the Bible. We looked at that last time. But when God made us, we can't necessarily fully understand God, because God is bigger than us. We call this the creator and creation distinction. And God is the creator. There is only one true and living God. And this God exists in three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's as simple to say, but sometimes it's hard for us to wrap our heads around. That's why grown-ups sometimes get those things wrong. But we just need to look at this question and learn this question. Is there more than one true God? No. There's only one true God. And how many persons does this God exist? Three. Name these three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you can answer those questions, you're smarter than a lot of grown-ups are when it comes to God. And this is what we call the Trinity, that God is a triune God. And Trinity comes from three. That's where we get the word triangle from. That God is a triune God. There is one God in three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.